Welcome in, San Diego. It's Jade Hindman. On today's show, we're talking about the connection between indigenous spirituality and the ocean with the creator of the new film, Hawa. This is KPBS Midday Edition, connecting our communities through conversation. Conserving the natural environment and uplifting indigenous culture are things that go hand in hand. Imperial Beach nonprofit Native Like Water does that by creating experiences for youth through an indigenous lens. They're also premiering a new film about coastal access, surfing, and indigenous life. Mark Chavez, founder and director of Native Like Water, joins me now. Mark, welcome to Midday Edition.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
So glad to have you here. I'd love to start with the heart and soul of your organization, which is the indigenous sacred relationship to water. So tell me more about that relationship.
Yes, the relationship to water. Well, we all have it, you know, from before we were born. We come from water. And so it's the most ancient of us. And so that water, luckily, is also a vessel of memory, putting those things together or just being around the water or realizing that there's bigger bodies of water besides ourselves that we can connect to in a higher way or listen to in a higher way. And so it's very helpful. So that's kind of the self-reflection of Native Like Water and the premise to us as indigenous people to see our reflection and work on it being clear.
When you talk about being able to listen to it in a higher way, is that higher way more of a spiritual way?
Yes, for sure. It's spiritual. It's almost can't even talk about it in words. It's something that's felt. And also, you know, the spiritual way is nice because it takes care of it's both, you know, mind and body. You can feel it. You might not be able to see it, but you could feel it and you know it to be true. And that, for me, is what the ocean and what lots of bodies of water, but particularly the ocean, which we focus around the ocean environments and the coast. You know, there's all kinds of, as they say in Hawaii, mana. There's mana in the sea, mm-hmm. and sharing mana and sharing the waves, and which is water and groomed by breath or air, wind. So it's definitely a higher knowing for sure, I would say.
Well, and about that, your new film, Hawa, is all about indigenous connection to the coastal ecosystem. What's the central story of the film?
The film is a short 15-minute film, and it's on tour. It just kicked off its world tour, so it's doing the festivals, and so it's going to go on a tour, and it's a part of a larger curriculum, understanding what that relationship to water is, and allows natives and non-native folks to talk about their relationship to water and to see how there is a unity in that fact. The central story is great-great-grandmother Ocean talking to her great-great-grandchildren that have yet to be born, what that means for us to be separated from the ocean and how that our great-great-grandmothers are now happy seeing us returning to the sea, seeing us surfing, which is one of the greatest expressions along the sea, along the coast. So just that, making them happy and proud to be surfing and active in a thriving way on a consistent basis in the water and at the coast, that is, I feel, the best thing we could do for our people, for mental health and for both physical health, and reconnecting to that ancient spiritual health.
Right. Well, because I'm curious, I mean, what is the consequence of not having that connection?
Right. Well, anybody who's separated from their natural habitat, there's going to be problems. We see that very obvious in native plants and native animals. The human aspect of it has been largely ignored within the environmental circuit of care. And what I mean by that is that there's still time, there's great time for us to regenerate and to repopulate these areas. But with the loss of habitat for any species is headed in an endangered to extinct situation. So turning that tide and understanding what that means is super important.
Your film works to do just that. And surfing as a cultural practice and original lifestyle is the focus. Tell me about the connection between indigenous culture and surfing.
Right. So there's these laws of nature, which means nature is the truth. And when you look at nature and you see the dolphins swimming and the whales swimming, the birds surfing, the dolphins surfing, all of us, as we hit touch the sea, we understand that we want to be pushed by it. Getting to the core of indigeneity is getting to the core of your culture, your roots. And being next to the ocean is the quickest way for us to get what we call to the flow state, not just psychologically flow state, but within our cultural rebound, within this regeneration, that we are flowing. There is a motion of flow. It's not a talk or a theory of flow. It's a real motion flow. And that takes quite a bit of currency or current of folks getting together, doing it on a regular basis. And so, you know, I keep going back to this, but that's the beauty of it, is how water functions as our tool.
Mm-hmm.
And does all the heavy lifting when it comes to understanding who we are, where we are at the current moment.
Mm-hmm. This is KPBS Midday Edition. We're back after the break. Welcome back to KPBS Midday Edition. I'm Jade Hindman. And a big part of your work at Native Like Water is environmental conservation. Why is that such an important focus?
Well, you know, that again is us. That is us maintaining who we are. So if we see our reflection in water and we are water, it helps us to think about not just conserving the environment, but conserving our health and our mind being. But when it comes to real conservation along the coasts here, there's a lot to be done. And the materials that are in the coast, the organic material that local tribes use to make baskets, to make tule canoes, to make a whole sort of things, needs to be managed in a better way that can reflect a vibrant indigenous ecosystem. And with that, you need the original people to lead in that, or to assist, or to co-manage situations like that. Because the material that we use in these ecosystems, they benefit each other as we harvest them to create these baskets and such. So there's a relationship that cannot be severed or maintained severed. So how can we think about conservation, not just for us, but and to project to conservationists and to environmentalists to understand, like, it's not like we have to own land. We don't own land, but we need to care for land together. And so co-management is a great thing that we can be adopting more here in San Diego. It's happening along the coast already, so there's tons of examples. And so this is a great time to continue to push for that.
Well, Mark, let me ask you this. I mean, you're based in Imperial Beach, which of course is dealing with ongoing water and air pollution from the Tijuana River. How does that issue shape the importance of your work?
There's so many ways it's impacting our work. You know, of course, we cannot go into the ocean because of the pollution levels. People still are surfing there, but very few. And the beaches are technically closed. That, again, puts a wall within our access to this natural environment. It's very similar to if we were moved away.
Mm-hmm.
But in this way, our access is cut off because the stuff right under our nose or the beach right in front of our faces have been polluted so badly or experiencing pollution so badly that it's affecting the air and our lifestyle, whether that becomes to sleeping at night with the air is, I'm not going to say just as polluted, but for the most part, in all senses and purposes, it's extremely polluted. We are, you know, focused, of course, on the water because it's the most obvious source of what's the pollution. But it's there's gases and there's stench and there's chemicals within the air, you know. And so just moving around in those situations, you're talking about having to understand what that means to you and your health. The impact of that hits you right at home. Of course, those closures stretch all the way to Coronado. So there's a lot of folks that are having an issue with this.
Right. Well, Mark, and because I want to be like clear about this, having access to the beach and that indigenous space is, it's more than just a cultural necessity. It's more than just about reconnecting with your roots in a sense, but it is also necessary for the health and well-being of indigenous people, correct?
For sure. For sure. You know, you're absolutely right.
What can the broader environmentalist community learn from indigenous land stewardship, you think?
Well, like I said earlier, they can learn. We will start learning at a greater rate, or even at a beginning rate, if we continue to allow these sacred refuges, these marine sanctuaries, and having these co-management opportunities or situations, then we will learn. I don't know if we've learned anything because we could talk about it, but there has to be, and there's real, like I said, there is real action plans happening with co-management now. Very few, but it's going down. And so these are great steps. And I would say this is what we need to learn, is to allow space to just be. It's not like some scientific stuff. It's just allow space to be indigenous along the coast. And that, just that, starts a cycle of, again, folks harvesting, surfing, having a space for your canoes. In San Diego, that is our glass ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
In San Diego, as a water person with working with the tribal folks that I serve, it's a glass ceiling that we don't have convenient, consistent access to our coastal spaces.
I've been speaking with Mark Chavez, founder and director of Imperial Beach nonprofit Native Like Water. Their new documentary film, Hawa, is premiering next week at the LA Skins Film Festival. Mark, thanks for being here today.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's our show for today. I'm your host, Jade Hindman. Thanks for tuning in to Midday Edition. Be sure to have a great day on purpose, everyone.